Hello.
Hi, my name is Chantel, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I need to advise you this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Oh, yes. I was just trying to get unemployment established.
Are you currently unemployed?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have your Social Security number?
416-25 6723.
What's your first and last name?
James Trimble,
What's your
T
license
R
number?
I oh, 745 1901.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Rosa Trimble,
And your date of birth?
2/16/1987.
Who is your last employer, the one you're calling to file for today?
The City of Birmingham, Boutwell Auditorium.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you understand knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
In another state? No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No,
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Is this a good contact phone number for you?
Yes, ma'am.
What state was your driver's license issued in?
Alabama.
These are demographic questions. Can I have your race?
I'm black, African
Hispanic or
American.
non-Hispanic?
African American, no man.
Your gender?
Male.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
All right, can I have your home address, please?
205 Crab Apple Lane.
205 Crab
Apartment.
Apple Lane.
Yes, ma'am, that's one word. CRABAPPLE. Lane. LANE. And then 35214.
What's the apartment?
C.
City.
And
You said what now?
Birmingham, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. And is your mailing address the same as your home address?
Yes, ma'am.
What was your job title?
Was a building superintendent for the City of Birmingham.
You said you was a superintendent?
Yes, ma'am. Maintenance superintendent for the City of Birmingham. Yes, ma'am.
And you said you was a superintendent for maintenance, right?
Yes, ma'am. I was maintenance superintendent. Yes, ma'am.
Are you seeking work in what you normally do?
That right now.
Like, are you seeking work in what you normally do?
Not Yes, ma'am. I mean, I'm seeking work. Yes, ma'am. I'm online right now. I'm doing applications, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am. Well, the personnel board.
No, like, are you in a job union?
Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Say again.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
It's about 30, 40.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
I guess about 17.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employee you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
These are your payment options. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
All right, this cannot be in a prepaid account such as Chime or Cash App. It has to be a traditional bank. Go ahead with your routing numbers.
That's what I was trying to look for. I wasn't expecting you to do this. Hold on. This route number is 256-074-974.
One more time for confirmation, please.
256-074-974.
And your account number?
716-233-6080.
One more time for confirmation.
716-233-6080.
Okay. And who did you say your last employer was?
City of Birmingham.
It's called what now?
Birmingham. Birmingham City. I work for the city.
Like, what was the company called?
Oh, Boutwell Maintenance Superintendent. Boutwell, I guess. The company was called the City of Birmingham. I work for the city. It was a city job, but I was inside of the building, the Boutwell Auditorium. That was my office.
Boutwell?
Boutwell, B-O-U-T-W-E-L-L.
Hold
Boutwell.
On. B-U-O-T?
B-O-U-T.
B-O-U-T-W-E-L.
Yes, ma'am. W-E-L. Two L's.
Okay.
But I don't know if you're going to call that. That was just the department I was in, but I worked for the city of Birmingham. I was a city employee.
Give me one second, sir. I have to get my supervisor to see can she find this employer because I don't see it listed on here unless it's listed under another name that you don't know about.
Is it the personnel board?
Personnel board? No, I don't see that either.
I see the personnel board. You know how people work for the city of Birmingham, like garbage men and stuff?
I'm still here, sir. It's just taking him
Okay,
a while.
okay.
I'm sorry about that.
I was wondering.
I'm still here, sir. Please don't hang up. I will let you know when they fix, well, found it.
Okay, thank you. Where y'all can't find the city?
We can't find the name of your employer.
So, like, the city of Birmingham won't be considered the employer?
That's not on your payroll. What's the name of your direct deposit?
Let me look and see. Can I see what they put on the check? Let me see. You said, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
On top of the text on the internet, it said the city of Birmingham.
Okay, well, just one second then.
Yes, ma'am. Excuse me.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna leave you alone after this. Like, you know how I mail you something and have your address and stuff? In the corner, what it'll say is, it says, City of Birmingham Finance Department, Payroll and Pension Administration.
That's what the direct deposit say?
Well, that's what, like, you know how they mail you something, have your address in the middle and their address in the left-hand corner?
What does your direct deposit come through as?
It says my direct deposit come through as. It says the city of Birmingham. I'm looking at my bank statement. That's what it says, the city of Birmingham. It says, yeah. I'm trying to click on it. It says City of Birmingham Pay Department. 0628/38, then got my employee number and stuff.
Employee number. You had to put the employer ID?
My ID? Everything it says is the City of Birmingham / Pay Department 0628/38140/240625. That's everything
you said. My name is Melania. I return a call from the Alabama Department of Claim Line. This call is for quality assurance practices. How may I assist you?
We have it, sir. What's your employee phone number?
Sorry, what's your question? I'm trying to find. I really don't have a phone number. Do you want my boss phone number?
Yep.
You want City Hall? I probably should give you City Hall phone number, shouldn't I? It's 205-254-2000.
What's the area code?
205.
What was the work location, city?
Yes, ma'am. Downtown city.
No, I said, what was your work location, city?
Yes, ma'am. I work for the Batwood, the city. Birmingham City, downtown, Batwood Auditorium.
No, I was asking, what was your work location, city? Birmingham?
Yes, ma'am.
What was your start date?
It was September 2022.
September 2022, what day?
I think the 13th. September 13th.
Last day you work?
It was last weekend. I'm sorry, I wasn't expecting this. It was, September 13th, 2022, and then June 27th, 2024.
June 27th?
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you no longer working?
They laid me out.
as no work available or as fired?
No work available.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, man, I will.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, man.
Are all the answers you provided correct?
As far as my knowledge, yes, ma'am.
You are certifying your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify all answers are true?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to ask you some identity verification questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 217 14th Court West, 4008. Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Decatur, Florence, Adamsville, Phoenix City, or none of the above?
Adamsville.
And which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? 2003 Land Rover Range Rover, 2004 Isuzu Rodeo, 2007 BMW X3, 2009 Acura TI, or none of the above?
None of the above.
All right. These are agreement terms at the end. You can say, I agree, or yes. It's not a yes or no question. It's agreement terms. Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you certify under penalty of perjury you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that statements made in connection with this claim are true and best to your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'm going to read you your closing statements and then you'll be done. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday.
You said 5. Okay. Okay. You said 5 on Friday. I'm
they
sorry,
give you
right
till
down.
Friday, 5 p.m. You do it every Sunday. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work such requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union. Employees who want to verify short-term layoff and claimants attending direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are possible to a work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524 Sunday through Thursday.
2-4-2-4 Okay.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Do you have something to write down your transaction number and your PIN number?
Yes, ma'am.
Transaction number
489
992-305. So that's 489-992-305.
And what did I do with this number?
That's just a transaction number showing you completed your claim. Your PIN number is 2011. Any further assistance needed?
So all I, so every Sunday I call that 1-800 number and do this again.
Every Sunday, yes, you call the weekly certification line.
Yes, ma'am. And so other than that, I just wait and no job just to put something in direct. So I don't know how it works. I never had unemployment.
They'll contact you through a letter, and you can check the status of your claim through your claimant portal.
Okay.
All right. If there's no further assistance needed, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, too.